As you kneel naked before me, you try not to flinch as the satiny panties are tossed into your face, and my laughter pours out into the room. Put them on, now, worm boy. The words are barely out of my mouth before you snatch them up and quickly press them to your lips. You're able to feel the faint warmth of my body still clinging to them, and the sweet nectar scent of my aroused pussy wafts upward to tease your senses even further. Though you'd love to explore that scent, let it seep into your mind, let your tongue savor it, you dare not. I keep you strictly controlled, and you know that I will not tolerate you fucking around and not doing as you're told. I will not tolerate it one little bit. You unfold your body, pushing off from the floor, and you feel your face flame as you try to put your foot inside one of the leg openings of the panties and nearly tumble over in the process. The awkward, uncoordinated motion catches my eye, and I unfurl my arms from my lover's neck and turn to watch you in amusement. Clumsy fuck. Hurry up. I don't have all night. If you can't even manage to get the panties on, you aren't going to make a very good panty boy, now are you? With that, I turn my attention back to the young, well-built stud whose cock is jutting against my hip. A perfect male specimen, selected especially to cuckold you with this evening. My hand circles his fuck pole, alternating the intensity of the strokes. As I turn to see if you've progressed, a grin flits across my features as I see that you have indeed managed to get the bikini panties in place, and I beckon you forward with a manicured fingertip.
Here.
I point to a spot about a foot away from where I stand, still toying with that magnificent cock that's attached to him. The grin grows even wider when I see the look of distress in your eyes. I know perfectly well how uncomfortable it's going to make you to be so close to him, and to his cock. Knowing it makes it just that much sweeter for me. As we both know will happen, you inch across the floor on your knees to the appointed spot. I cup your chin with one hand, making sure that your gaze is directed right at the cock that I continue to stroke with my other hand. Feeling his hips start to buck, I'm suddenly inspired, and I have to taunt you a little. Look at you, so dainty in your panties. You know what would make it even better? If you had a pretty pearl necklace to go with it. As my meaning starts to sink in and your eyes widen, I murmur in his ear, and he shifts his weight closer to you. Though you want nothing more than to squeeze your eyes closed, you remain in position. Lips press tightly together in apprehension as he starts to fuck my fist. My body presses against him, promising him the world, and my low voice commands him to come. As the flow begins to burst forward like a racer out of the gate, I point his cock towards you and use his jism to draw a perfect pearlescent rope around the front of your neck. To your dismay, you feel yourself stiffen in the panties as my laughter surrounds you. You wonder just what you've gotten yourself into. And you cannot wait to experience more. You can experience more with me at 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Enchantrix Claire. You can also follow my blogs, humiliationpalace.com, or my personal blog, mistressphonesexchat.com. Until then...